When the Catholic Church and some Muslim groups are actively campaigning against it, when some U.S. states are blocking all funding for Planned Parenthood, it might seem a little naive to say birth control is not controversial, but that's the slogan promoted by the Gates Foundation. Here's Melinda Gates on CNN last week.
To me, the contraceptive piece is not controversial. My roots, part of why I do what I do in the foundation, comes from that incredible social justice upbringing I had, this belief in that all lives have equal value.
The Gates Foundation has even launched a website called nocontroversy.com, where women can share stories of how birth control changed their lives. They argue that giving women options for controlling when they have their children is not only morally right, but good policy on health and economics. Women are less likely to die in childbirth. And Gary Darmstadt, the foundation's director of family health, says women want their children to have better options. For example, one woman in India said to him, "Please take my newborn daughter with you to the United States.
I can't educate her or feed her." And then she turned and looked at her 2-year-old son right at her feet and said, "In fact, would you take him too? Would you take both of these children back with you? I couldn't possibly take care of them."
The woman had 5 children by age 25. Overall, some surveys estimate 200 million women worldwide would like access to contraceptives. Darmstadt says it could be the pill or an injected form that lasts multiple months or whatever local leaders decide is acceptable. That deference to local culture is part of how they hope to avoid controversy. At the Global Summit in London this week, the Gates Foundation will urge all governments to chip in. The goal is a $4 billion campaign to spread contraceptives in the developing world. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.